I'm here in the RDS for the Claiming Our Future. I'm joined first of all here with Brendan Cummins, and Brendan is from the Base Youth Centre in Ballyfermer. Brendan, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
Brendan, I just want to ask you, first of all, what's the reason that you attend the Claiming Our Future?
I came because it was a chance to use the voice I have, and we're always telling people like that they have a voice, and to use that voice to make change happen. So like, this was an opportunity like to not only use your voice, but for someone to hear that voice. And then, so we don't know where this is going to go from today then, like, so.
And what, in your opinion, do you think needs to change in our society in order for us to kind of move on and create a better society?
I think the government needs to be putting more money into youth and community services and frontline services rather than taking the money away. Like, in times of recession, like, it's the young people that are going to be the next generation of people that are unemployed and out there on the social welfare. Like, and there's no money going to them, like, for training or anything like that. Like, if... And then they're expecting youth services to work with twice the amount of young people that are going to be doing nothing and hanging around with half the money and have the same quality of service, where it's impossible to do. Like,
do you believe there's any political will out there to bring about these changes or to put the money into youth services, for example?
We do need more events like this and a bigger mass movement, like a collective action. The government, like, through the boom, like, just plastered over the issues with money. Like, you know, they didn't really put any structures in place to make a big change, like, or a lasting change. So I think, yeah, I think there's a small political will there, but I think it's very, very hidden, and it needs to be brought out to the forefront. Like,
when you say there's a small political will, like, who are you referring to, or what is there particular parties you're referring to, or is it just TDs or just local councillors aren't necessarily in government?
There is the people before Prophet Bridge Smith and Ballyfermot is very active in supporting young people. TD Angus O'Snuddy in Ballyfermot too. Like, so I think we need more TDs from Ballyfermot.
Obviously today is about people getting together and discussing our future and what can we do and what can we change. But do you believe that talking is enough? Do you think that we maybe need to get out in the streets more as citizens and really demonstrate, you know, that we're angry and that we, you know, we demand change?
I think you need both. I think taking to the streets is one way of expressing your anger, but nobody's listening to us on the streets. I think we need to be on the streets in mass numbers, but we need to back that up with conversation too. Like, you know, there's no point in marching constantly with no talking afterwards. Like, so I think maybe while we're marching, if someone was talking to them or if someone was listening, like events like this where we're actually getting, like, there's 1,000 people in this room now and they all have an opinion and somebody is listening to that opinion. So I think, like, marching is good and events like this are good, but I think we need to stick the two together.
Some people might say that when people do go out and march, that the numbers just aren't there. I think one exception was when there was a threat to cut the old age pension last year and the pensioners came out in force. But they were an example. They were kind of against the grain of marches in this country. So I know you say it's a bit of both, but do you think that Irish people are maybe a little bit apathetic when it comes to really protesting?
Yeah, there is. I think there is an element of, you know, someone else will do it for me. You know, like nearly in every smoking room and in nearly every bar in Dublin that you go into, like, they're all talking about the recession, and then the final word is someone should do something about that, but it's not going to be them. Like, so I think people do need to get up and get mobilised, you know, because, like, we can't speak for everyone, you know. You have a voice, you know, you are a vote. You know, use your vote and use your voice, like, take to the streets, you know, and come to events like this and let people know how you're feeling. Like, there's no point in moaning and not taking any action. Like,
and finally, Brendan, can I just ask you, what do you hope to happen after today? What would be the ideal outcome for you?
I think what needs to happen after the event today is for people to take what happened today and go back and replicate it and duplicate it in their local communities. See what needs to happen. This is more of a national event. I think we need to take this, bring it back down to your own local community, see what they need and get them mobilised, and everyone can do their own little bit to make the outcomes of today, you know, much bigger.
Okay, Brendan Cummins from the Base Youth Centre in Ballyfermot, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.